We're talking today with Bob Rodenberger, a partner with Stockman Oklahoma Livestock, as he gives the latest on the cattle markets. So, Bob, what did we see this week?
Started out the first week, Reagan, pretty much with just steady volume. I mean, nothing excessive, but the market started out pretty much steady the first part of the week. Calf market, I called fully steady. Still strong demand on these calves weighing under 650 pounds. Feeder cattle the week before we'd seen cheaper, but we've seen pretty good demand the first part of the week. And on the front end, the cattle will be fully steady, maybe a pinch higher. And then on the balance of the cattle, I'd say pretty much steady. I mean, the rest of the week, we've seen better demand, a little more optimism you could feel in the bidding. But they're quoting the market $2 to $8 higher around. But basically what I've seen just sitting in the auctions, I'd call it steady still, because your good cattle is what's leading the market. And are just what I call our commodity cattle. They're fully steady to a little stronger. Still a good market for everybody. I mean, these calves, these people are selling. I mean, we're seeing some new crop calves, and they'll be $10 to $15 back of these long wean calves. But I mean, we're still selling 5 to 6 weight unweaned calves in the high 270. And I mean, you know, if you're selling a calf off a cow right now at 270, you know, a 550 weight calf, that's $1,500. That's a pretty good return. In general, it looks like the wheat's starting to play out. We're going to see some of these big cattle come to town here in the next 2 weeks, driving around the country. This wheat's already starting to head out in these hot days, and this wind is turning it pretty quick. But in general, Reagan, overall, the market's still good.
There are climatologists that are informing us that we're going to go back into the dry season, La Nina. So what is that going to mean for the markets, you know, further down the road if we don't see any moisture in the coming months?
Well, I mean, if we don't see any moisture, we'll go back into cow dispersal. I mean, I think a lot of the people have not added to. I mean, everybody's talking about selling, you know, trying to put together replacement cattle because we're going to have a high replacement market. But, you know, most of our people, I talked to 2 or 3 gentlemen. I mean, you know, operators anywhere from 20 head to 500 head cows and calves. And none of them are excited about doing anything till we get a hay crop on the ground. And they're all looking at like what happened last year. We had good rains early in the year. And then when we got into our grass and started cutting, we made half the crop. So I think you're going to see everybody kind of just, hopefully we can get a hay crop, even if we get dry and hot. Now, in a lot of our part of the country, our ponds aren't full yet. So if we get into a situation like we had last year, we're going to see reduction and probably some more cow reduction in the area.
And what are you expecting to see next week?
A little bit bigger runs. I mean, we're starting to see some more feeder cattle. I mean, this wheat's playing out. You got a 850, 900 pound steer running out there on this wheat. Is pretty hard to maintain him at these levels. So I expect to see the runs get bigger for the next 2 to 3 weeks, and then we'll start fading off again.
All right. Well, great info today, Bob. How do we get a hold of you?
1-800-926-9696. Give us a call there at the office, and there's 4 or 5 of us. We'd be more than glad to speak with you and visit with you.